24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and let's talk racing now. Derby Day in Melbourne tomorrow, the best day on the Australian racing calendar, perhaps the world. Why not? It's because every race on the card is a group race, four of them Group 1 races. And while the horse racing may be hot, the weather might put a dampener on things, with showers, even the possibility of thunderstorms being talked about. With more on this huge day of racing as we gear up for Tuesday's Melbourne Cup, let's go to Max Presnell now, the Sydney Morning Herald racing writer. Max, welcome back to Breakfast.
Top of the morning, dear Jan.
Max, it's always hard to know where to look on Derby Day. So many great races, superstar horses. So let's start with the Derby. Manawanui is the favourite. We just heard Warwick tipping him in the Victoria Derby. Are there any questions about the ability of this horse to run the distance?
Oh, yes, there's got to be a query as far as the 2,500 metres go, Fran, but one point that there is no query about, that Manawanui is very, very good. Now, staying is a matter of extending ability. Will he extend his 2,000 metre form, his earlier form, to 2,500 metres? Well, that's what you'll be taking $2.50 or 6-4 in the old about. I think he can. I think he's an outstanding horse. I think he's had the right preparation. Unlike Helmet, a three-year-old who disappointed in the Cox Plate last Saturday, Helmet's grand final, I feel, was perhaps his previous start. With Manawanui, I think his trainer, Ron Lehman, has timed his preparation to run this distance to the second. And for those reasons, I think his class, his quality and his preparation will get him there.
So class and quality, I notice you've written in your column today, Max, that winning the Derby can be a bit of a poison chalice.
Yes, well, unfortunately, quite a lot of Derby winners don't do a great deal later. In fact, sometimes they have an ill-fated end, certainly in their four-year-old year. And that is a point about it, and it raises the question of whether the 2,500 metres for a spring three-year-old is just too tough for the horses, particularly the current breed. Look, they don't make them as durable as they once did, Fran.
And maybe particularly if the track's heavy, rain is expected in Melbourne today and tomorrow, that will affect the track. What about, will it change the outcome of some of these races and affect the chances of some of the fancied runners?
Look, the conditions on the day always have an effect. To what degree? Well, that depends on the individual. Now, as far as Manawanui is concerned, I would say that's a plus, not a minus, because he does handle heavy ground. Experts might say, well, look, that makes the 2,500 metres perhaps the equivalent of 2,600 metres because of the slog through the mud. But he handles it. Horses that don't handle it, wouldn't matter what you did with them, they just will not gallop their top in the mud. Manawanui will.
OK. The McKinnon Stakes, another big race, $1 million prize money up for grabs. Some say a good barometer for the Melbourne Cup. Who do you like in the McKinnon?
Well, once upon a time, Fran, the McKinnon was known as the practice stakes because a lot of trainers would give their horses just what we call a beneficial run in the McKinnon, which would mean that they wouldn't be at full throttle. They would just have enough to top them off nicely for the big one on Tuesday and certainly wouldn't be extended, which wasn't real a happy feeling if you were backing one of them. But nevertheless, I think it's taken, the Melbourne Cup lead-ups have changed in more recent times, and I think that more horses are really out there to win this race. And so many Cup fancies don't have to go into it anymore. I fancy Fortella, which is going right up away from the normal course of finding the winner. Fortella is coming out of a race at Caulfield, not weight for age form like the Cox Plate, which is usually the big lead-up race for the McKinnon. But Fortella is an imported horse with Chris Waller. I think he's peaking. I think he's been set for this race.
Okay.
For those reasons, I think he'll win.
As I say, it's a huge race day tomorrow. Plenty of races we could talk about, but let's just touch on more a horse than a race. There is a superstar horse racing tomorrow in the Coolmore Stud Stakes, isn't there, Sepoy?
There might be two, Fran. There's Sepoy in the Coolmore, as you point out, a three-year-old of tremendous potential and of tremendous ability, as he's shown so far. But we've got a filly in the Wakeful called Atlantic Jewel. Now, she won the 1,000 guineas at Caulfield, probably like no other filly in my time. It's incredible that Australian racing has so many superstars. I won't mention the magic two words either, but certainly Sepoy and Atlantic Jewel. Well, they're outstanding three-year-olds, and they promise to keep this flow of great horses, or potentially great horses, running.
Max, what can I say? Good luck at the track, and I look forward to speaking to you on Cup Day.
Been great to be here, friend.
Max Presnell, racing writer for the Sydney Morning Herald, and his tips, if you want them, in the McKinnon, he's tipping number 10, Fortella. In the Derby, he's tipping number 1, the favourite, Manawanui, and Sepoy, hard to go past Sepoy in race number 4, and he likes Atlantic Jewel in Wakeful Stakes. It's 19 to 8.